Georgia has funded its public schools pretty much the same way for 30 years, and some educators and lawmakers are complaining the formula that the state uses to do that is old and out of date. Well, now a commission appointed by Governor Nathan Deal has recommended lawmakers adopt a completely new way to fund schools. And Martha Dalton takes a look now at the differences between the old and the new ways to pay for public education.
The year was 1985. Georgia's governor was Joe Frank Harris, Ronald Reagan was president, and the song Take On Me by the group A-ha topped Billboard's Hot 100. 1985 was also the year Georgia created a school funding formula called Quality Basic Education, or QBE.
The then Governor Joe Frank Harris convened a task force, and they spent a considerable amount of time looking at the cost of providing a quality education to Georgia's students and to meet the standards that were in place then.
Claire Suggs is with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. She says the QBE figures out how much it costs to pay for a classroom full of kids. Think teachers, counselors, and administrators to oversee them. The state is then supposed to pay that amount of money to schools. It's like figuring out what your living expenses are and then getting a paycheck that covers them. But what happens when your expenses go up and your paycheck doesn't? Suggs says that's kind of what happened with QBE, which is why you may hear public officials say things like this.
It was outdated, you know, the minute it was passed, because it's never been fully funded.
That's State Schools Superintendent Richard Woods echoing a common claim. Georgia has never fully funded the QBE. Lawmakers have always struggled with the formula because the QBE's math usually called for more money than the state was willing to spend. Claire Suggs says the state did fund it at first, but
we have not adjusted the QBE for inflation the way that we are supposed to.
That meant some school districts weren't getting the money the formula promised. For years, lawmakers have talked a lot about revising the QBE and have even formed a study committee. But this year, Governor Deal has a firm proposal in hand. Former University of Georgia President Charles Knapp chaired the commission Deal put together. He says the governor asked the group to come up with a formula that's student-based.
Where you allocate funds based on the number of students in your district, but then you weight them based on characteristics.
Characteristics like poverty, taking gifted classes, or learning English as a second language are all weighted, meaning they get more money. It's like getting your paycheck and then figuring out what you can afford. Can you pay for the premium cable package, or should you buy the basic one? Knapp has heard the critics who say the proposal doesn't solve the problem. There just isn't enough money dedicated to education, they say, and the new funding idea still doesn't adjust for inflation. Also, he says, the commission had to work within a set budget of $8.5 billion.
It would be nice if there were unlimited resources and the wastes generated much more money than they do. But what we're trying to do is to make sure that the funds that the General Assembly and the governor allocate are spent as efficiently as possible.
Governor Deal hasn't said publicly which recommendations, if any, he'll present to lawmakers this election year. Whatever he proposes will likely stir a heated debate.
The ayes are 165.
If legislators don't pass a new formula this year, QBE will stay in place, leaving Georgia's education budget stuck in 1985. Martha Dalton, WABE News.